One word on the parasha. דבר אל אהרון ובניו לאמור כותב אריכות בני ישראל אמור להם יברך אדוני בשמנך העיר מפנה ולכם וחונקה שר מפנה ולכם וישם לך שלום ושמות שמי הבני ישראל ואני אברכם. So we have in our parasha ברכת כהנים. Rashi over here says, "Medaber Adonai Moshe Lemor, Talber El Aharon Vel Banav Lemor, Kote Barechut Bnei Israel." So you should bless the people. Amor Lahem. So Rashi has a few chintushim on the word Amor Lahem. One, he says, "Shiyu Kulam Shomeim." So Amor is going back to Aharon and his children. Amor lahem to Bnei Yisrael. Ki ilu amar kol echad mikem amor lahem li Yisrael berachot. That they have to say the berachot out loud. Amor lahem, say the berachot bekol. Kohen cannot express his voice out loud. He's not allowed to say berkat kohanim. Sometimes the kohanim is shy, so they say it low. It's wrong. They have to say it out loud. Amor lahem. Another Rashi, Amor, Maleh. The Amor is written with a Vav. Aleph, Mem, Vav, Resh, Amor. Lo tebarechem b'chepazon b'behalut. Ela b'chavana u'blev shalem. Should be a full Amira. Don't make the Berkat Kohanim quick. Like sometimes they want to rush it. Berkat Hashem, Shmerecha, Eir, Hashem, Panam, No, Amor, Maleh. Lo tebarechem b'chepazon b'behalut. Don't bless the people b'chepazon b'be'alut. Ela b'kavana u'blem shalem. That's what we got the custom. The Hazanim sing the Kohanim. They answer back. That's Amor Maleh. The Ba'al HaTurim says, Amor Lahem Maleh. Oh, he's also bothered with the Maleh. Why is it written with a Vav? Amor, he could spell Aleph Mem Resh. Why did he spell Aleph Mem Vav Resh? So he says, Keneged Vav Berachot. Because in the Berkat Kohanim, there are six Berachot. Yibarechecha, Vishmerecha, Ya'er, Vihoneka, Yisa, Shalom. That's seven. Yibarechecha, Vishmerecha, Ya'er, Vihoneka, no, Yisa, Shalom, six. Keneged, Vav, Torat Hashem, Edut Hashem, Pekudei Hashem, Mitzvat Hashem, Yirat Hashem, Mishpate Hashem. If you look in the Mizmor that we say on Shabbat, we say in the Mizmor, Torat Adonai Temima, Meshivat Nafesh. Edut Hashem Ne'emana, Mahkimat Peti. Pekudei Hashem, Yisharim. Mitzvat Hashem, Baram Meirat Enayi. Mirat Hashem Teora, Omed Da'ad. Mishpatei Hashem, Emet Tzedeku Yachdam. There's five pesukim in a row. And each pasuk has six words, or five words. Torat Hashem, Tivya Meshivat Nafesh. So therefore, six pesukim, each one has five words. So that's Keneged, the Birkat Kohanim. So he's entering the Vav of Amor. Whatever he's talking about. One day we have to explain this tour. Then Rashi says, actually it's a kli yakar on Amor Lahem. Amor Lahem, mikan namdu razal, shahazan makri lakohanim. So he's learning that Amor is going on the Hazan, Amor Lahem. Tell the Kohanim, Yibarecha, Yishmerecha, etc. Mila b'mila nosach ha-berachot. What's the reason why you need a Hazan to do it? Just let the Kohanim just say it. V'ta'amo shel davar she'hazan hu ha-sarsur ha-moshech she'pasinur ha-mekor ha-berachot te'ila morik otam al-rosh Kohanim yahunu ki hu amar te'ila el ha-kohen Yibarecha Hashem kedeh la'asot el ha-kohen te'ila kli gadush u'maleh berkat Hashem. Now, so you need the Hazan to activate it. Fine, so that's Amor. So how many Pirushim are ready? Amor Lahem, Shiyu Kulam Shum'im. Amor Male. That it should be Male, meaning a full Beracha, not rushing. Amor with a Vav, can I get the six Berachot? Amor Lahem, Hazan Makri. Okay, so from one word, there's a lot of laws come out of this. Let's see anything else over here. This is Perek Vav Pesukim Chavet. Vav Chavet. Vav Chavet. אמור להם, לחזקוני. מלמד שהחזן צריך לומר להם. וכן מתורגם כתמרון להון. You have to tell them. וכאן שאין הכהן עובר בעשה כשאינו עולה לדוכן עד שיצבו עליו. אז זה דיפל. אמור להם כהנים מכבוד. And therefore the Kohen is not making a sin if you didn't invite him. That's it, they didn't say Kohanim Bechavod. Ale. Okay, they didn't invite me. So Amor Lahem is going on, the people have to invite the Kohanim to go up to the Dukhan. Another interpretation. Kohanim Bechavod. That's right. Okay, there's one more interpretation. The most difficult out of them all. Amor Lahem, she says, Kemo Zachor Shamor. What in the world is that she doing over here? Amor is like I think this is grammar. I hate to tell you, I think we've stumbled upon a grammar, Rashi. It's a grammar, Rashi, or no? As she says, it's Amor is like Zachor and Shamor, so the Sefer Chaim says, Shepirusho Lashon Hove. Shekach Piresh Gabe Zachor, Tenu Lev Leskor Tamid. Zachor at Yom HaShabbat. Every day you have to remember the Shabbat. Constantly you have to remember the Shabbat. Zachor is a present. More Al Hatmadat HaPoel. It's a constant. Amor Lahem, what? Always. Constant. Amor Lahem. No, what? From him, maybe we learned that what? That it's a constant Bekatuanim, even when there's no Bet HaMikdash. Amor Lahem, it's a constant mitzvah. You always do it. Bizman Hazeh. It's not telling you whether you have a Bet HaMikdash or not. Amor Lahem, Kimo Zachor V'Shamor, meaning constant. Question, obviously, then is, Kemo Zachor v'Shamor. That she couldn't find any other word in the Torah that's a present tense. He brings specifically the example of Kemo Zachor v'Shamor, which is written by Shabbat. Vastam, he went to Shabbat. Again, I didn't scan the whole Torah, but I'm sure somewhere else in the Torah there's a word that's written in present tense. But for some reason, Nashi is connecting a verb by Shabbat to a verb that's written by Birkat Kohanim. Amor, Kemo Zachor v'Shamor. Where is this going? So there's a sefer over here I just received. Right before the Hag, and the sefer is called Kiddushat Zion. That was from one of the early rabbis of the Babov dynasty. I myself am not Babov, nor my grandparents, but I like the Torah of this dynasty. So one of the members of the dynasty of the Hasidut heard that I like these books. So before Shavuot, he dropped me off to Kiddushat Siyun. Very nice. So, in his honor, we'll say something from it. A book is only good when you use it. Nobody ever benefited from a closed book. So he says here, Kote Baruchu et Bnei Yisrael Amor Lahem, Pirush Rashi Amor Lahem, Kemo Zachor V'Shamor. בכדי בחר ראשי שני פעלים זכור ושמור לבאר את האמור הכתוב כאן. הכוון נצא אכול, הכוון נצא הלוך. By the way, could you bring me a, you're busy, Emil, could you bring me a שמות? Just bring me a stone חומש. I wonder what Rashi says over there on the word Zachor at Yom Shabbat Nekadesho. What does Rashi say on Zachor? He has to explain me that word. So what is he going to say? Kemo Shamor. Am I Shamor? He's going to say Kemo Zachor? Or he's going to say Zachor Kemo Amor. So then we have a circuit where we got stuck in a cyclone. Stop. I'm just thinking about that now. Okay. Yitro Zahor et Yom HaShabbat Nekadesho Zahor Lashon Pa'ulu Kemo Achol V'Shato Kemo Halochu Bacho. So Rashi had other options. When it came to Zahor, he found the Pasuk of Tehilim Halochu Bacho Yelech. הלוך ילך ובחור. So he says, זכור כמו בחור. When he comes to אמור, כמו זכור ושמור. So therefore, we have to say that there's a reason why the Shia Kadosh chose this example. So he comes along and says something that we've learned many times already. And that is, Shabbat is different than the Mu'adim. Whereas Mu'adim, you need the Jewish people to establish the Mu'adim. Mu'adim don't happen by themselves. What do I mean to say? You need witnesses to come to Beit Din and testify that they saw the new moon. You need the Beit Din to accept the testimony. You need Beit Din to say Mekudash, Mekudash, Mekudash. And they establish Rosh Chodesh. By them establishing Rosh Chodesh, automatically they've activated the new month, and therefore they've set into place when the Hagim are going to fall out. You understand? By the Hachamim establishing Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so automatically they've decided that Pesach will be 15 days later. Without Achamim saying Mekudash, Mekudash, so then maybe there'll be an Adar Sheni. And by saying Adar Sheni, they pushed Pesach out a month. So you see, it's all dependent on Jewish people. You need a human intervention in creating the holidays. Today we have the PTA to make for us the calendar. The olden days, you had the Achamim in Beit Din that established Yamim Tovim. So that's why we say in the Tefillah, Mekadesh Yisrael VeZemanim. Because Yisrael makes the Zemanim. Mekadesh Yisrael VeZemanim. Without Yisrael, you have no Zemanim. You understand? Masha'en ken, when it comes to the Kiddushav Shabbat, Kiddushav Shabbat, you don't need anybody to sanctify the Kiddushav Shabbat. Ready or not, here I come. I don't need the Hakamim to come along and say, Mekudash Hayom. Maybe by Shemitah and by Yovel, maybe they need to, you know, sanctify. The Kiddashtem et Shanat HaMishim Shana. There, maybe they need to sanctify. But by Shabbat, you don't need any rabbinical or Yisrael intervention. Yisrael, the Kiddushah is Memela. Kiddushah happens by itself. Once you have six sunrises and six sunsets, Vayi'ere Vayibokar Yom HaShishi, boom, Shabbat comes. Shabbat is Kodesh LaShem. That's why we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat. We don't say Mekadesh Yisrael VaShabbat. You don't need Yisrael. Mekadesh HaShabbat. If somebody comes along and say, no, I want to add, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat, Mekadesh Yisrael VaShabbat. You say, you know what you're talking about. Kol HaMosif Goreya. If you want to say something, you can say Baruch Mekadesh Shabbat V'Yisrael. Sometimes before you make a beracha, they say Baruch Mekadesh Shabbat V'Yisrael. Shabbat comes first, before Yisrael. Whereas on the holiday, you say Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael V'Zemanim. Yisrael has to come first, otherwise you have no Zemanim. So there's a difference in the order over here. Or similarly, So what's our obligation then for Shabbat? Nothing. Prepare yourself. Prepare for yourself. Go to the mikveh if you like. Go brush your teeth. And that's it. And then Shabbat comes. V'yinei b'midrash Rabbah, I'm reading the Kiddushat Zion over here. Amru yachod im ratzu hakonim lebarechet Yisrael erem b'vorachim v'im lav enam b'vorachim. Which means, you think the Birkat Kohanim is dependent on the Kohanim? If they're in the mood to bless, they bless. And if they don't want to bless, you think the Kohanim have the ability to withhold the blessing? Tamud Omar Ve'ani Yabarechem. Shelo yu HaKohanim Omrim, Anu Nevarechet Yisrael. The Kohen cannot come after to the guy and say, by the way, you owe me a favor, by the way, kind of blessing I gave you this morning. So who are you? You're nothing. God is using you to give us His blessing. The blessing belongs to God. For whatever reason, Hashem decided to deposit that beracha through the fingertips of the Kohanim. For whatever reason. But the Kohanim are not blessing. What's the proof? Sometimes you have a Kohen, the guy's the biggest Ama'aris. The guy doesn't even know what the words Yibarecha Hashem Yishmerecha means. And what do we say? Kohanim Chavod. You'd never go to this guy for a beracha. Even if he was in the sandak, you wouldn't ask him for a beracha, this guy. And now what? All of a sudden it comes to Birkat Kohanim, he's the only Kohen in the shul. Do we tell him, you know what, you're Ama'aris anyway, just sit down, Kohanim canceled. Barakhenu v'racham shulishit. No, we don't say, it was okay. Ya'amod Kohen Ama'aris v'chavod. And he says, you baracha, Hashem. He said, what a beautiful beracha, could you tell me what you did? He said, no, I thought I sold my hametz. The guy has no idea. He thought he met Kal Hamira. Is the congregation blessed? Of course. Why? Because God said, Aniya Barichem. I'm giving the blessings anyway. Don't listen to this guy. Don't listen to anything he's saying. I'm giving the barakah. He just has to go through these physical motions to say a couple of words. Aniya Barichem. So you don't have to worry. He doesn't have to worry. Ani Barichet Ami. Chenu Omer. Ki Hashem Elohecha Berachecha. God, the Lord, blesses you. Harem Mevo'ar, ki Birkat Kohanim Nishpa'at Me'et HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmo. Birkat Kohanim comes from God Himself. Ve'en HaKohanim Mevarachim Meshelahem, rak Birkat Hashemi. Ve'hi kemo Kedushat Shabbat. She'en HaBedin Mekadshin Et HaShabbat, kemo Shemekadshin Et HaMo'adot. Like Shabbat mekadsha v'kayma mepi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbat is an automatic. Ve'ezer Ramaz Rashi Zal b'rmizah v'chokhmah Rashi was coming to give us that nuance. Amor lahem, you Kohanim, say to the people, kemo zachor v'shamor. That just like zachor v'shamor has nothing to do with Klal Yisrael, so too the Bitkat Kohanim has got nothing to do with you either. It's Vani Abarechem. Just like God brings the Kiddushah of the Shabbat Mimela, God brings the Berakah of the Kohanim. That's a remez on the mechanics, how the Birkat Kohanim works. So that's an incredible thing. Back to the point. So Birkat Kohanim is a blessing from God. Vani Abarechem. Now, is there anything more valuable than to get a blessing from God? There's only one thing more valuable than getting a blessing from God. Getting out 6 minutes early by praying Musaf Bikul Ram. This clearly has a great value. Certainly the blessing of God is important, but especially in the summer, where Shabbat ends at 9:40 p.m. and you can get out at 9 o'clock or you can get out at 9:06. Now you cannot compare 12 and a half hours to 12 hours and 36 minutes of doing nothing. Those extra 6 minutes of nonsense are very vital for the enjoyment of the day. Once you get out at 9:06, that day is shut. There goes the whole day. Now what are you going to do? Yeah, so therefore, we understand those that want to pray Bikul Ram Musaf and give up the blessing of God. Give up there, another 6 minutes to fight. Yeah, another 6 minutes to fight. And therefore, we're willing to give up the blessing of God for 6 minutes. Busha uklima. And those same people fly to Israel for 12 hours in order to drive to Bnei Barak in order to get a blessing from a human being. Which is not the blessing of God, it's a blessing of a Rab. It's great, but it's not the blessing of God. So for 12 hours, you're willing to spend. But for 6 minutes, not. Okay, the explanation is 12 hours, we don't play basketball on the plane. Six minutes over here, we have other things that are more important to do. It's a busha uklima. Therefore, there should really never be an excuse to pray Bikul Ram. So you get, again, the whole difference between praying Musaf Benachash and Bikul Ram is 6 minutes. That's all it is. The whole thing is, how long is Hazarat Musaf? The whole thing is 6 minutes. So for what purpose? They get out a little earlier, people get nervous, so they have to run out. Anybody can say they don't need the blessing of God. If you're so confident that you don't need the blessing of God, somebody will argue, well, I got it already in Shahrit. There's two answers. First of all, you cannot compare two blessings to one blessing. And second of all, most of the people that are crying for Bikul Ram came late for Shahrit, so they missed Shahrit also. So therefore, that claim doesn't work for those guys. So therefore, I say again, one should be very, very careful, especially during the Birkat Kohanim, not to talk, not to fool around. You're receiving a blessing of Hashem. Who can get it better? Ba'ani Abarichem. Just like the Kiddushah of Shabbat. Hashem brings the Kiddushah of Shabbat. Kemo Zachor V'Shamor. That's the Kiddushah of Tzion. Now, there is yet another interpretation that I saw brought down in the Sefarim. There's a sefer called Lev Aryeh. So he writes that the Gemara Sota says, "V'samu et shemi al bnei Yisrael bani abarechem." V'samu et shemi. The Gemara says, "Haynu shem ha-meforash." The name of God that you have to put on the people, shem ha-meforash. The Kohanim used to know the name of Hashem, the real name. Today we say Yibarech Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, but they knew the full name of Hashem, and that was part of the blessing. So the question is, why do you need Shem HaMeforash? What do you need Shem HaMeforash? The real question is, and I don't want to offend the Kohanim that are with us today, this morning, what do you need Bekat Kohanim Bechlal? The keeping of the Torah brings you a beracha. The biggest beracha, like the Torah says, if you keep my mitzvot, you have beracha, you have life, you have everything. You have goodness. You don't keep the mitzvot, so that's it, you have a terrible life. So all the berachot are the blessings of the Torah. והיה עקב תשמעון את המשפטים האלה, whatever it says over there. All the blessings come. So what is this new item? Birkat Kohanim is this new item. I have already, God, you gave me options. You gave me 613 opportunities to receive blessing. No, you have to have Birkat Kohanim. So he says over here, an amazing thing based on the Gemara in Moed Katan, page 28. In the name of Rava. Amar Rava, Bene, Haye, Umzone, La Bezchuta Talya Milta, Ela Bemazala Talya Milta. There are three items that you could have all the Zichuyot in the world from here to tomorrow, but it's not dependent on Zichuyot. And those three things are children, Bene, how many children, what children, Haye is how long a person is going to live, Umzone is money. Lav bizchuta talya. That doesn't depend on zechuyot necessarily. That means you could have a person that never ate a strawberry in his life. So that's it. He has the biggest zechuyot. And still he struggles with b'nei haye umzone. Lav bizchuta talya milta. So what are these three things dependent on? Something else called the mazal. There's a mazal. Your person was born under a certain, star, however you want to say. The Gemara has that. And you see it. You saw great tzaddikim that had everything, but they suffered. They were poor. Like the Gemara Ta'anit says about one of the rabbis. And then you see other people really have no zichuyot, and they're rich, and they have children, and lived 1,000 years. What's the explanation? Mazal. So the Lev Aryeh says a big chiddush. He says, you're right, keeping all the Torah and the mitzvot, that'll help you on everything else. However, Birkat Kohanim is a special beracha, the three pesukim of Yibarechecha, Hashem Yishmerecha, and Ya'er Hashem Parav Elecha, and Yisa. That's for Bene, Haye, and Mizone. That's a special item. How? The Gemara says, Yibarechecha Hashem bebanim, v'yishmerecha bebanot. That's Bene. Ya'er Hashem panav, ki be'or panecha natata lanu adonai enot rav hayim. Light comes from Ya'er. Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. When it's shalom, shalom is parnasa. Why? The Gemara says, if there's parnasa in the house, there's shalom in the house. Mafi parnasa in the house, there's ma'lokin in the house. Bidiyuk. When did a couple start fighting? When there's stress on the money. When the money's flowing nicely, al kol pishayim yichase ahava. Yeah, you overlook it. The money's flowing. The flow is nice. The velocity of money is going quickly. So you overlook. You overlook your husband's quirks. You know what I mean? He doesn't pick up the towel in the sink, and he doesn't put the toothpaste away, and he doesn't put his shoes in the closet. He doesn't put his socks in the hamper. The wife says, the money's coming in. It's okay. All of a sudden, the money stops. Now ready, all the things start to bother. Now what is this over here? The guy's a slob, the guy's a this, the guy's a that, the guy's good for nothing. What do I need him for? Exactly. What do I need him for now all of a sudden? Now already it becomes a hindrance. This is the Gemara says, Rabotai. This is not I'm saying, the Gemara says that. The Gemara says, Ainu de Amre Inche. The people say, when the barrel is finished with the barley, nakish ve'ate tigra bebeta. We come along, and we're going to... Who bangs on the door? The machloket bangs on the door. I'm here. No more money. Machloket says, let me in. That's why it says in the pasuk, Hasam Gibulech Shalom. When do you have Hasam Gibulech Shalom, that God will put peace in your midst? Halef Hatim Yasbi'ech. When you have Halef Hatim, when you have good money, Halef Hatim, fat of the wheat. That's a fact. Oh. So the last pasuk is what? V'yasim lecha shalom. Shalom is panasa. We have panasa, so you have shalom. Everybody gets along when there's a, even in business. When the business is doing very good, so the partners overlook. This guy took an extra vacation. This guy, his wife bought an extra pair of earrings. The money's coming in, so you don't, you're not bedakdek on every single item. Kihuta sa'ara. You understand? All of a sudden, the business starts to slow down. So now already everybody starts looking at each other. Right, what is he? His car is $800 a month. What is he renting such a car for? I only rent a car at $600. Oh, and I start to, everybody starts counting what the other guy's doing over here. Why is, how many suits does the guy need to buy for per year? No, where would he counting my suits all of a sudden? Because now everything is, it's tight. The mahloket comes. Always a botai. Whenever you have mahloket, usually the root is because the pipes of Parnasa close down. Understand what I'm saying? Asam gubulek shalom, halaveti mespirach. So money is good for shalom bayit, Abotai. Money is a good peacemaker. I don't know if it's a peacemaker. It's a good bandage. At least it covers the problems for a little longer. No, for sure. Anyway, that's the three items. So what's the pshat? I thought it's not talui in berachot. I thought it's not talui in zichuyot. I thought it's talui in mazal. So let the Kohanim bless me from here to tomorrow. Yibarechecha, Ya'er, Shalom. Sorry, Kohen. It's not up to zichuyot. Oh, but I answer amen. Okay, answer amen. I said, Baruch Hu Shemo. So what? Explanation is, because where Hashem is, there's no mazal. The mazal has no influence when the boss is there. When the boss shows up, the mazal falls asleep. You understand? Where the Shekhinah rests, there's not yet a mazal. God's there. God has veto. God has overriding power. God suspends the mazalot. Right? So therefore, the Levari explains, that's why it says, v'samu et shemi, that your Kohanim use the Shema Meforash, and by saying the Shema Meforash, they actually are bringing down the Shekhinah on that moment. And then when the Shekhinah is there, now I don't need mazalot anymore. Now I'm asking the Shekhinah itself. Yibarechecha, Ya'er, Yisa. Therefore, Birkat Kohanim is able to bring a person to something, but that's Bizmanehem only, when they use the Shema Meforash. But at least now we understand what the value of Birkat Kohanim is. Birkat Kohanim can effectuate something that the rest of the Torah cannot. But what are we going to say, Bizmanehem? That the Kohanim are not using the Shema Meforash. And he says like this. By the way, that's why the pasuk says "Vaniya barichim." Vaniya barichim. God bless you. Not the mazal. You understand? So then the rabbi says like this: Rabbi Yonatan Eivishitz. Rabbi Yonatan Eivishitz says, דמה שאמרו רזל דבני חיים ומזון אליו בזכותה טליה כי אם במזלה הנימי לי במקום שאין השראת השכינה. That's where the שכינה is not resting. שאז יושבים בני ישראל תחת המזל. אבל במקום אשר השכינה מסויה אין מזל לישראל יכול לשלוט. No מזל can rule over עם ישראל. דמאטרה דמלכה שריה, where the king is present, מן בעי עבדת המן. What's the slave doing over there? Umimela, mishyesh lo zechut biyado, medbarech gam bebnei chaye umzone, af she'en am ru'im lo lefi ha-mazal. וכן כתב הגאון לביליאל פון וילנר על תיקוני הזוהר זה במקום שהשכינה שורה גם בני חיי ומזונה לא תליה במזלה אלא בזכותה ילין זכות פת ילין זכות וידוע כי בעת אשר הכהנים מברכים את בני ישראל השכינה שרויה ביניהם why are we forbidden to look at the Kohanim's fingertips even בזמן הזה why don't we look why the Kohanim cover their heads Why are they covering with the Ku Klux Klan? What are they covering their heads for? Either they're covering their heads so we don't see their fingers. Oh. There's a famous Rabbeinu Bachya. He says something amazing. He says that the unluckiest day of the week should be Shabbat. Based on the mazal. The mazal of Shabbat is Saturn. Shabbatai. He says, if you look at the word Shabbatai, why do they call it Shabbatai? Shabbatai is Saturn. Shabbatai is the letters. E Shabbat. No Shabbat. No rest. That's what it is. E Shabbatai means no peace. Means Shabbat should be the most miserable day because that's the day Shabbatai is on top. And therefore, by the way, I've told you many times, that's why many of the Goyim did not allow the Jewish people to light Nerot in their homes on Shabbat. Remember we read in Bamimba Nikim, we're going to say it tonight, HaMechabe et HaNer Mepnei Shu Metyare Mepnei Goyim. He puts out the candle in his house on Shabbat. He turns the lights. So what are you turning the lights off for? I'm scared of the Goyim. Scared of the Goyim? Scared of the boogeyman. What are you scared of the Goyim? What are the Goyim going to do? Goyim have laws that you can't have lights on? I've heard Goyim make laws you can't circumcise your children. But since when did the Goyim make a law that you're not allowed to have lights in your house on Shabbat? I'm chabet aner mepnei shu mitkerev ne Goyim. Mepnei listim, I understand. You're scared of robbers. So you shut the light so they won't see you. Neruach ra'ah. Your mother-in-law is coming over. Ruach ra'ah. So you shut the lights. You don't want it to find you. That I understand. But what does it mean over here that it says, Amchabet aner v'eshu metirab de goyim? So I explained it because in the olden days the goyim used to be scared of Shabbat. They were scared. Shabbat was an unlucky day. And they believed that if you're going to put lights in your house, you're arousing the mazal of Shabbatai. And the mazal is going to come and, you know, anybody has lights on, they're going to... So they would close their doors. They wouldn't leave their homes on Shabbat. They believed anybody that leaves their house on Shabbat, sakana. So you had to be cooped up in the house with the lights closed. So every Shabbat was Shabbat. Certainly no festive meal, no. Enjoying yourself, certainly not. They didn't want to do anything to arouse the anger of Shabbatai. That's what Rabbeinu Bachya writes. Incredible. So what are we doing then? On Shabbat, Adraba, what does the halakha say? You have to light candles. What about we don't arouse the mazal? Not only that, but you have to leave your house to go to Bet Knesset. You understand? Don't we leave our house on Shabbat? And we leave and we're exposed. No car, no nothing at the walk. And then what? You don't have to wear black on Shabbat. I said you shouldn't wear black on Shabbat. On Ben Shabbat we wear white, we wear gray, we wear colored clothes on Shabbat. Why? Because of the Kiddusha. So it doesn't make sense. Well, we don't agree on the mazal. We agree that Shabbatai is there. So what are we doing? Explanation is that on the Shabbat, since the Shabbat is Lahashem. The Ibn Ezra wrote in his famous piyut, Ki Yeshmera Shabbat El Yeshmereni, that when we keep the Shabbat, the Shekhinah comes down and protects us. So the Shabbat's, God's here. Once God's here, That's how we start the Kiddush. Yom HaShishi V'chilu HaShemayim Yudke Bavke. Boom. Shekhinah is here. That's it. Now what? Now what? Shabbatai, take a walk. Shekhinah is in front of us. There's nothing to talk about. And therefore, we're not worried. Adrabah from over here. See a very important lesson. The Shemirat Shabbat brings the Shekhinah down. There's no Shemirat Shabbat. Then the Shabbat goes back to being a very unlucky day. You understand what I just said? The Shemirah of Shabbat keeps the Shabbat away from the Mazal of Shabbatai. But Chas v'Shalom, if there's no Shabbat, if there's no Shemirah Shabbat, this goes back to what I said last time. When the rabbis are screaming, oh, you have to keep Shabbat, you Shabbat. Oh, these rabbis have nothing better to do. And to ruin our weekend. To ruin the Saturday. The Saturday. No, the opposite. The rabbis are trying to protect the community from judgment. Because really, Shabbat is an unlucky day by nature. It's the Shemirah Shabbat that protects Yishmerah Shabbat El Yishmerin. But without the Shemirah Shabbat, so we lose the protection. Understand? The rabbis went crazy when Elal wanted to fly on Shabbat. They said, don't fly it anymore. Don't fly that airlines. They said, fly, whatever other, Pan Am, whatever else flies to Israel. Why? Because they said, you're playing around the Shabbat. It becomes a dangerous airlines now. It's a dangerous place to have to be. Pan Am doesn't have to, TWA doesn't have to keep Shabbat. But these do. Elal does. So therefore, they're worried. They're worried about the issur of Shabbat. It's a lose of protection. You can say, oh, no, the Shabbat. No, big deal. You're putting the whole neighborhood in danger. You're putting the whole place in sakana. Keep the Shabbat. Sevachin afachtin betelin u'shbitin. Like the Rabbeinu Ari said, Sevachin afachtin betelin u'shbitin. There's no Sevachin, there's no Achtin. What does it say? Where is that? Where is it? Show me that. That sounds very familiar. Sit up. So now, you see over here, that what? That the Shemirah of Shabbat also has an ability to override the Mazal. So therefore the rabbi comes along and says, an amazing thing. Ba'pi zeh yumtak me'od lashon ha-Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says, kol berchan de'le'ela v'tata b'yoma shevi'at talyan. All the berachot of above and below, all the berachot come from Shabbat. What does it mean, kol? Kol berchan. This comes to say that even the berachot that are talui in mazal, that if you have it, you have it. But once a person shomer Shabbat, Shekhinah's there. When the Shekhinah's there, there's no mazal. Therefore, Shabbat, you can be zochet to parnasa. Shabbat, you can be zochet to long life. Shabbat, you can be zochet to children. Because it's another item where the Shekhinah is there. And when the Shekhinah is present, Rav Yonatan Eibishitz says, the mazal has no say. Umi'ata, he concludes, the great rabbi. This is the Kiddushat Sion's grandson. Umi'ata te shapir ma shekatav rashi amor lahem kemo zachor v'shamor lirmoz de birkat kohanim hu dugmat birkat yom shabbat v'keshem shashabbat hi mekor ha-berakha. Just like on Shabbat, we're zochei b'bnei chayei umzoneh, because the Shekhinah is mitzuya, v'en ha-mazal sholet, kemochen berkat kohanim. Yesh ashra'at l'Shekhinah, v'lachen kasher ha-kohanim mevarchim etam, v'en ha-mazal sholet. So Rashi says, amor kemo zachor v'shamor. Now I'll just add one more point. The Gemara says in Megillah that when Haman Harasha came to speak bad against the Jewish people to Ahasuerus, but Purim is almost there already. Say something about Purim. When Haman came to speak to Ahasuerus, so he tells them that the Jewish people, they're batlanim. Kol hayom oskim b'shehi pehi. All day long they're in shehi pehi. I once said this to Chacham Farhi, Chacham Aharon, shehi pehi. You know what I was talking about? Mazeh shehi pehi. And he said, Halab, they read it different. They read it differently, those words. Shipi, shaipai, the way of saying it. They never shehi pehi. He called Acham Leon Gindi. Well, Mazeh shehi pehi. No, we don't say that way. That's not the way we say it. Ashkenazim say shehi pehi. We say, I don't know how we say it. I forgot even how we said it. Such an odd way of saying it.
Still mention
that, yeah, not changing the way you pronounce Shahai Pahai, you know, something like that. Some different way over there.
Okay.
Anyway, I thought we're not baki in the dialect of Haman Rasha. Shei Pei Rashi says, what is Shei Pei? It's a Shetevot. Shei Shabbat Hayom, Pei Pesach Hayom. Which means he's saying the Jews are people a bunch of batanim. Anytime you want to get a Jewish plumber, Shabbat Hayom, I can't work. How could you come Sunday? Pesach Hayom. Shavuot, Isru Hag, Yom Atzma'ot. There's always an excuse why the guy can't show up to work. So every day's a holiday. And finally you get him to work for 2 days, there's another Shabbat, Erev Shabbat, Motzei Shabbat, Menaveh Malka. They're fruitless people. They never get the, there's no momentum with these people. You can't get a job done. Shei Pei. So the Mefarshim ask, why does Haman all of a sudden talk in the Nutrikun? Why is he talking in acronyms? Say Shabbat Hayom Pesach Hayom. No, Shei Pei. So he says, and the Kavayim brings it down as well, the laws of Mikveh, Shabbat Shema Dekutcha Berichu. Shabbat is one of the names of Hashem. Shabbat is a holy name. That's why, for example, in the mikveh, you don't say Shabbat Shalom. On the way out of the mikveh, everybody's walking around without clothes on. So you don't say Hashem's name. Shalom is also Hashem's name. Shabbat is Hashem's name. So you don't say Shabbat Shalom. Even in the mikveh, you don't say anything. Don't talk anything. Everybody's walking around without clothes. Now you're starting to have derech eretz. You're starting to be cordial. Say shalom to the guy in the street wearing clothes. Start with that. Start being cordial to the guy in the street. No, now you're starting to be a nice guy in the mikveh. Everybody's walking around. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom v'orach. So you're not allowed to say it in the mikveh because it's the shem of Hashem. In deal, I once was in the mikveh on the way out. The guy says, SS. SS. Shabbat Shalom, Rashi Tevot, Shei Pei. They say Rashi Tevot, SS. Shabbat Shalom. Okay, I found a way to, to get around it. No problem. So Haman knew that Shabbat is the name of Hashem. So he doesn't want to say it. He doesn't want to say these holy words. Pesach, we said, is all the Shemot of the Parnasa. Pe Alef Yud, Samech Alef Lamed, Hatach, Rashi Tevot, Pesach. He knows just by saying the words, the Hasidim will tell you, just by saying Berdichev, things happen. You just say the word Berdichev, already something happened in the world. So things happen. You say El Baran, nothing happens. The lights go off. You say Berdichev, all of a sudden, So you see, there's an Iyan in saying the holy words. So Haman knew that. So he didn't even want to say the word Shabbat. Outside the mikveh, he won't even say Shabbat. Shehi. Ahasuerus understands also because he's just as big as Rasha as Haman. He doesn't say Ahasuerus asked him, Mazeh Shehi. Mazeh Shehi. If you go to a regular guy, Shehi, what are you talking about? Like Chacham Farhi, what is Shehi? He doesn't know what it is. Ahasuerus knew what it is. Why? Because he also talks like that. He also doesn't want to say Hashem's name. Oh, so you see Shabbat is Hashem. So there's a remez now. Right after the Birkat Kohanim, what does God say? V'samu et shemi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani abarechem. The Gemara Sota said shemi is Shema Meforash. But today that we don't have Shema Meforash, V'samu et shemi, the shemi is the Shabbat Kodesh, which is one of the Shemot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'samu et shemi al b'nei Yisrael. Once already you have Kiddushat Shabbat, Kemo Amor v'Zachor v'Shamor, don't worry about Mazal Shabbatai, don't worry about the Mazal of whatever, don't worry about anything. Bene Haye Umzone, the Samuel Shemi. That's the Shem of the Shabbat. Yiratzon, we should be Zocheh to these great Berachot. By keeping the Shabbat, a person could change his Mazal. He could change it, but there's two ways he could change your Mazal. One is keeping Shabbat, one's wearing a red string. The red string hasn't been working for too many people. However, although it changed the mazal, the guy that sold it to you, his mazal became much better. But the guys that are wearing it, they have no value. So therefore, leave the red strings. The only inyan is the Birkat Kohanim and the Shemirat Shabbat. Baruch Allah le'olam. Amen, amen. Rabbi Hanina ben Gershomer, Zabar Gozbei said, Nefiha, Kirban, and Zosho Shalom, Fesimat Tzidko, Yadit Torah, Yadit.